Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's see here. This is the first time I've done the radio talk show, so we'll see how it goes. If you missed the talk show at all, you guys can download it. The link is right there in the description on Facebook. That way you guys can go back. If you guys are at work or wherever, you guys can hear it later.
Welcome to the Raven's Cove. Your host, Raven, is a certified Reiki.
With years of experience, she's here to help you along your journey. Please feel free to call in and ask questions. And don't forget, you can also reach her on her Facebook page, Raven's Mystic Readings. Okay, so today I'm talking about meditation. What does it do? Why is it good for us? Well, we all live in a very stressful time. We all need to take those moments to recenter ourselves, get ourselves in the right frame of mind so we can go on and conquer the world or our families. If you're like me, I have littles in my house, and, you know, there's such a wide range of ages that sometimes I feel like pulling my hair out. And I think any mother can agree to that. There are times where you just want to sit in the bathroom and just go, oh my God, what am I doing? What did I do with my life? Well, during those moments, take a moment for yourself. I'm going to talk about how we can release some of that stress. You can do it at work. Nobody's going to really notice what you're doing, because a lot of times all you need is like 10 seconds just to kind of recenter yourself. One of the best ways when you're out and about at work in public is just sit down with your eyes closed and breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth for about 10 counts. You'd be amazed. Right before a test, do it right before a test. It'll clear your mind. Now, one thing I hear a lot about is, but I don't know how to meditate. I've tried and tried and tried and can't do it. This is where practicing at home comes into play. So, one of the best ways to learn how to clear your mind is to either use an incense where you can see the smoke or a candle and sit somewhere quietly where you can concentrate either on the flame or on the smoke, whichever one's easier for you, and just watch it and think of nothing. Just watch the flame flicker or the smoke go up. When you find yourself starting to, you know, think about day's events or things that have to get done, it's okay. Don't get upset with yourself. Recollect, close your eyes, breathe in and breathe out, and then continue to stare at that flame. Eventually, you'll get to the point where you are able to push out all the business of everyday life and let your mind just relax. If you're really tired, this is a great energy booster. So give it a try. The other good way, and one of my absolute favorites, at the end of the day, you're got the kids to bed, you know, your spouse or whatever is doing something else, and you can just take a few minutes to yourself, jump in the shower. I'm not kidding. Jump in the shower. It's just like a waterfall. Okay. We know that water cleanses away negativity. We know that it cleanses away the dirt and the grime from every day. Well, you're going to imagine yourself as you're standing in that shower that you're under a waterfall. And that waterfall, that water is just starting at your head, and it's taking all that stress and all that clutter going on in that brain, and it's washing it down from your head to your torso, your legs, your feet, and down through the drain. And while you're doing that, just breathe. Nice, calm, relaxing breaths, and just let that water wash all that away for you. You will not only feel more relaxed, but it's going to help you sleep. And we all know how good sleep is for our everyday life. If you're joining me on Facebook, hello, everybody. Please say hi. I'd love to hear from you. Remember, you can call in if you'd rather call in. Or I know some people prefer using Facebook because they're in a place where they can listen, but they cannot talk right now. And that is just fine. You can post your questions on the Facebook Live, and I'll be more than happy to answer them there also. So does anybody have any questions when it comes to meditation? What are your experiences? Let's talk about this. The other really nice way to really push forth and meditate after you kind of gotten used to calming your mind, take two fingers and put them where your third eye would be. That is right between your eyebrows. So just if you push a little pressure right there as you're breathing, it causes you to concentrate on that touch and nothing else around you. And that will really help open you up also. Remember, it's okay if you don't get it around the first time. It takes people quite some time to learn how to meditate. So feel free to keep on trying. The other thing is, you know, you don't want to meditate on a full stomach. So you don't want to do it directly after dinner. Reason being, you might fall asleep. And, you know, as much as sleep is good, that's not exactly what you are aiming at. So more, you know, you don't want an empty stomach to where your stomach's growling because that's distracting. But you don't want your stomach full either. Hello, Sandy, and welcome. So you don't want to have your full stomach and you don't want to have an empty stomach. You want to be comfortable. You don't want clothes that are going to be too tight when you're trying to meditate. You don't want clothes that are too loose that, you know, they're catching on everything. You want very comfortable clothes. A lot of people prefer to meditate in the privacy of their homes where they don't have to wear clothes. And that is fantastic because you don't have, you know, your clothes pulling on anything, moving around. It allows you to sit and concentrate on what you need. There's also, you know, different types of meditation music. Find one that resonates with you the most. The best meditation music I can suggest is one that has a nice steady beats to it, because we humans relax the most with the beat of a heart. So if you can find a music that has a nice constant beat, it'll pull you in. So with all that being said, I know I missed my show yesterday, but I had to take my daughter into the doctor's office and it took a whole lot more longer than we had anticipated. And I really apologize for that because I really wanted to get on here and do some readings for everybody, but that didn't seem to work out. So maybe yesterday just wasn't the day. So when you're meditating, just keep in mind that, you know, until you get the hang of it, you're going to have thoughts that creep in. And that is perfectly fine. You just recenter yourself, breathe, and try again. It takes quite some time to master meditation. But once you get it down, it can help lower your blood pressure. It can lower your heart rate. It can lessen anxiety and stress, and it can help your body and your mind relax in a deeper sense than just coming home and sitting on the couch and vegging in front of the TV. And meditation, you know, it can last for as long as you want it. If you only have a couple minutes, that's okay. If you have an hour to meditate, even better. For people in high-stress jobs, firemen, police, military, nurses, doctors, you know, just standing somewhere and closing your eyes for 5 to 10 seconds, breathing in and out at a nice steady pace, and allowing your brain just to go empty for a moment will help you be able to process information at a quicker rate in those high stress times. Or, you know, we all know everybody has that one coworker that really gets under your skin and you're like, oh, do I really have to deal with this person right now? Because guess what? As an adult, we kind of have to deal with those people. That few seconds can help you keep that aggravation from that person at a minimum. Oh, Sandy, sure, honey. I will give you a reading in a moment. What would you like your reading on? So not only does this work for adults, but it works for children. Children get anxiety just as much as adults do. So we want that to be instilled in our children that they can get rid of this. They have the power to take their anxieties and push it away and conquer it. So if you teach these meditation techniques to your children, you know, they can do it before a test. They can do it before going to the playground, before class. That way they have a way to cope with all the anxieties. We push our kids so fast these days that some children have issues processing it all. And that's when we have those outbursts from our children come in. The crying, you know, the eating, throwing temper tantrums. We can help them and give them the power to conquer all of this, and it gives them a life skill that they can take on later in life. So if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer any of those. But I think for a little bit, because I didn't get to do any readings yesterday, I would love to give some readings out. So let's see here. Let's see if I can... Like I said, I am on Facebook Live also, so if you can't see what's going on or hear and talk, you can go to my Facebook page, you can talk live, and, you know, get your questions answered there. Okay, Sandy, honey, what would you like your... reading on today, my dear? Oh, Sandy. Okay. Are we talking about a physical mess or an emotional mess, my dear? There is a little bit of a lag. So if it takes me a moment to answer, please just give me a second. I will answer. All right, my dear. All right, Sandy. Let's figure out how to clean up these messes, my dear. Okay. All right, Sandy. Let's see what the cards say for you, my dear. Sandy, I'm feeling like there's some issues going on, you know, like it's not... I don't want to say communication completely. I feel like there's plenty of communication, but there's not a lot of listening. And that's causing some negative energy going on. It is, the cards are telling me that, you know, things are being offered on both sides, but it's not what either person wants. And so it's kind of causing some clashing a little bit. They're also telling me that you're on the right track, okay, as far as cleaning up the messes that you were speaking of. It's just not a quick process. Okay, it's telling me that you have the upper hand in the situation, but yet you need to see things from another point of view also. I think once you see everything in a different light, things are going to really start falling into place the correct way. There is somebody, though, that is being very opinionated, very abrasive, and it has a male energy around it. And they don't want to look at anything other than what they want and how they see it. And that's not going to change no matter what you do. So that person, you just kind of need to take with a grain of salt right now. And just kind of work on you and how you see things. I think that if you can see things from other people's point of views, even though you are in the correct in the situation, seeing it from someone else's point of view may be able to help you kind of finagle it so you're still getting what you want, but they're not feeling like they're being shut out. Does that make sense to you, my dear? And as far as the physical mess, my guides are telling me that you need to go through room by room, touch things. If they don't make you instantly happy, they need to go. You need to declutter. You need to declutter physical stuff and emotional stuff. Hello, everybody on the Facebook. How are you? I am so glad you all were able to join me. So today's topic that we're talking about is meditation. So if you have questions about meditation, I'm more than happy to answer them. We're also fitting some readings in today because I did not get to them yesterday for taking my daughter to the doctor. So we're kind of doing both today, and I hope you guys are enjoying it. Like I said, feel free to call in if you'd like to talk to me. We can do that. Or if you're more comfortable using Facebook Live, I am also answering questions there. So, oh, good, Sandy. I'm glad that you know who exactly I was talking about. So, like I said, declutter both physical and emotional stuff. Whatever doesn't make you happy, get it out of there. It's a whole new year, dear. So, if you have not had readings done with me before, when they're in a live setting like this and very, very public, I try not to give out too much detail because I feel people's personal lives need to remain as private as possible. However, I try to give my clients enough information that they know exactly what I'm talking about without everybody else knowing their business. I try to respect as much privacy as I can with them understanding that this is a public forum. I do private readings also, but I just wanted for people that are new to understand exactly how this works, because yes, some of the things I say may seem very vague to you, but to the person I'm talking to, they know exactly what I am referring to. Sandy, you also need to go and treat yourself. You need to treat yourself to something. You need to give yourself a little self-love. I feel that the energies around you are needing a little bit of care, and some self-love will really help with that, even if it's taking a glass of wine or a cup of tea, your favorite drink, and just laying in a bubble bath for a little bit. That can actually do wonders for your body and your mind, and it can help, you know, get those wonderful positive energies flowing through you. One of the things I do want to touch on is that a lot of people, they're referred to as light workers. They talk a lot about positivity and how you need to be positive all the time. That's not the case. You don't have to be positive 24/7. It's not healthy. You have to have good and bad, and you have to learn how to balance them both. So meditation helps with that. That helps us balance the negativities and move into the positives so we can live our best lives. That is our goal, to live our best lives possible and to raise children, if you're into raising children, not everybody is, and raise our children to be the best selves they can be. But the only way we can do that is if we experience some negativity in our life, because that gives us the lessons we need to learn to be able to move forward. Some of those lessons are hard to forget and hard to get over, and meditation can help us release the anxiety from that, release the negative feelings from that. So if you look at the negative aspects of your life and look at them as lessons that you are learning, as long as you learn from it, it's all good, right? Hi, Cece. Of course you may have a reading. Cece is on our Facebook Live today. Cece, what can I give you a reading on? Oh, thank you, Sandy. That means a lot. I so appreciate that. So if you're on the radio show, Sandy says that her exact words, she's been right on with me, and I recommend her to anybody. Thank you so much, dear. So if I'm a little slow on the Facebook Live, you're going to have to excuse me a moment. I usually do it from my phone, and I actually am doing it from my computer. And I forget that with the computer, it doesn't auto-scroll down to the next messages. So I keep forgetting to scroll down. All right, Cece, honey, as soon as you're ready, you let me know what you would like to have your reading on, and I will be more than happy to do that for you. So if you've never had readings with me before, I do readings in many different groups. A lot of them, exactly, Sandy, it takes bad to appreciate the good. So I have my Facebook page, and it's Raven's Mystic Readings, where you can book full in-depth readings on there. Or you can go to The Raven's Cove, which is a Facebook group, and we have approved readers there that can do readings along with myself. So you can choose either form you would like. All right, Cece, let's see what they have for you. I cannot guarantee that both topics will be read, but let's see what the guides say that you need to know in regards to either one of those. Cece is asking today, she would like a reading on her relationship and business that she'd like to start. Now, during my lives and the radio show, these are all mini readings. They're not full and in-depth readings because that would take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour per reading. and we don't have that kind of time. And I try to get to everybody that asks. So I try to answer one question per person, if at all possible, when I'm doing my readings. All right, Cece, let's see what they had to say for you. I hope your day is going wonderfully, dear. Okay, Cece, for you, my dear, I feel like your relationship is a little rocky, okay? And what the cards are telling me is that because that relationship is a little rocky, I'm not going to say it's a horrible relationship, okay? Because I feel that it has a whole lot of good moments, but there's issues in there that doesn't seem to be able to get worked past. It may later down the road, but right now the cards are telling me that the business that you want to start is the direction you need to go in. You need to put your energies towards that. It's telling me that, you know, you have a lot of new opportunities coming towards you, and I do believe it is in with the business that you would like to start. But you have to remember that when starting this, there are going to be people that are coming to you, and they're going to give you, like, the too good to be true. Be careful with those. I don't want you to get wrapped up in that, because it's not where you need to go. It's going to make your business fail when I think it could really succeed. Okay? The cards are also telling me that even though you're going to have a lot of frustration starting this business, okay, there's going to be a lot of stress and a lot of frustration with it. But it's going to go places. So you stick it out during those harder times where you think, okay, this is it. It's done. It's over with. I give up. Do not give up. Your business is going to go places. You're going to be successful with it. During those times of frustration, remember to give some self-love, because you are working your tail end off to get this off the ground, and it will get there. I am seeing your hopes, your plans, and your dreams. They're all going to start falling into place. But those double-edged swords and those frustrations, they're going to pop their nasty little green heads out. So remember to take moments of self-love so you can have that clarity of thought and not just jump in with emotional decisions. You want them to be very logical. Okay, does that help you, dear? You are so welcome, dear. I'm glad that helps. I hope you have an absolutely delightful day. You know, I'm actually really happy today. It finally stopped raining after days and days and days. Okay, let me get weeks of rain, okay? The sun is shining, and it's so pretty outside for once. Gives you that little boost of energy that you really need. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about some meditation and things that we can do to really help with that. Before you meditate, if you're one of those that have a very busy, busy mind and you're having a real hard time sitting still, before you decide to meditate, do some light stretches. Get your circulation going. help your body relax by giving it that your muscles that little bit of extra oxygen by stretching, and you know, especially your back, because the best way to meditate is by sitting straight up. And as we get older, our back doesn't quite like to do that as much. You know, our bodies are getting kind of tired as we get older. So if we stretch and get that blood pumping and those muscles to relax a little bit and not be so tense, that will really help when it comes to the meditation side of things. Some people, you know, meditating inside, indoors, inside their homes, their offices, wherever, there's too much going on. Try sitting outside in a garden, or, you know, go to a park and sit under a tree, put your back up against the tree. That will really help you relax and kind of focus. The earth is a very good, how do I put it? My 7-year-old put it best the other day. The ground sucks out your negative thoughts. If you put your bare feet, and he's not wrong, it's actually been scientifically proven that putting your feet flat on the ground with no shoes on, granted it's wintertime so it's a little cold for that, or placing your hands on the ground will actually help balance your energies. So give those a try and see if they give you a hand. And, you know, you're welcome to message and ask questions. Every day I will be on the show Monday through Friday. So, you know, you can call in and ask questions. I am more than willing to help anybody that needs it. So I just want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to call in or be on Facebook Live and ask the questions and get the help that they need, because I want everybody to live the best life they can. And being stressed all the time is not the best way to be the best that we can. That stress really, it takes a toll on us mentally, emotionally, and eventually it will take its toll on your physical body. You'll catch colds easier, and you don't want to do that. So is there anybody else that would like a reading today while I still have Facebook going? Okay. Well, everybody, I really want to thank you for coming out to the first show. It has meant the world to me. Grant, most of you guys are on Facebook Live, and that is just fine. That is why I have both up. I have the radio talk show, so you can call in if you wish. Some people are uncomfortable with that, so I also have the Facebook Live to answer questions all at the same time. I really appreciate each and every one of you for stopping by today and talking to me. And I hope I see you guys tomorrow as we go on air again and talk about many other things that will help us better ourselves and our relationships and the world around us. Love and light to you all, and have a wonderful day.